Good evening. Welcome to our Victory Sunday evening services. And we continue tonight in the book of 1 Peter. We'll be in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. We've been on this text for about 5 weeks now. And we started in verse 1. Now we've come to chapter 1, verse 12. And we're moving slowly, but that's okay. And as long as we can get the bits and pieces along the way, and we can benefit from it, it doesn't matter how slowly that we move. But tonight, the title of the message is Don't Forget. Do not forget. And we're looking at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. There Peter writes, "For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease." Again, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray for your blessings on this message. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Take it and surgically apply it to our lives as needed in each individual heart. And we pray these things for your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. As I said in the beginning, this message is entitled Don't Forget. And we're going to go a little bit differently tonight than we normally do. And I want to challenge you tonight. That's the goal of this message, is to very simply challenge you to take what Peter's saying and apply it to your walk with Jesus daily. Peter said in the text, "I will not be negligent to remind you of these things." Call your attention to the word remind. You know what that word remind means. It means I'm going to repeat myself. Peter is saying, I'm going to continually remind you of these things which we've already covered. I'm going to tell you over and over and over and over again. Some might say Peter's like all preachers at this point. He's just repeating himself. But there is a purpose to Peter repeating himself. He's not just repeating himself because he doesn't have something to say. He's repeating it to drive home the point of how important these characteristics of the divine nature are to the child of God. Purpose number one, Peter's going to repeat himself because he cares. Peter says, "I will not be negligent." The idea behind that word negligent is, of course, neglect, which means not to care. Why do you neglect something? You neglect something because you do not care. Peter's saying, "I'm going to repeat myself because I love you too much to let you forget these vital truths that need to be present in your life." You know, as parents and raising your children, if you'll notice, especially when your children get into the teenage years, you tell them the same things over and over and over, even to the point that when they go out the door, you will tell them the same things. And as you tell them, look, wear your seatbelt, don't speed, don't go certain places, don't do certain things. And after about the 190th time that you tell them, as they go out the door, they give you the rolling eyes. You've told me that already. You've told me that. And they don't realize the reason that you tell them that is because you love them and you're trying to keep those important instructions in the forefront of their mind. That's what Peter's saying here. Saying, "I'm going to remind you because I love you. And I want you to keep these important directions in the forefront of your mind." Same is true with pastors today. For the last 5 weeks, we have covered the 7 characteristics that we may share in the divine nature. We've went over them and over them and over them. I've repeated myself time and time again. And guess what? I'm going to keep repeating myself because these are so valuable to the growth of the child of God as he grows in faith, that if you do not focus on these virtues, you're going to stay in the same rut that you've been in for the last number of years. You've got to take them and put them into practice. And you may think, as I go over this list of virtue and virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, you may think, Brother Doug, you have said that 300 times in the last 5 weeks. Well, that's okay. Let me ask you a question. Can you name? Don't look. Can you name these 7 characteristics? Well, no. Maybe I need to go over them again. Can you tell me, or can you tell yourself at this point, how you've taken these 7 characteristics and surgically applied them to your life? Is that, well, no. Listen, a message that's not taken and applied is a message that's wasted. It is my desire that you enjoy the very best that God has to give you. And in doing so, Peter is saying, listen, you've got to have these things: virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. If you leave any of that out, you will not live in the divine nature of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand tonight, I love you enough that I'm going to keep reminding you of those things in the coming weeks. Purpose number 2, Peter had of repeating himself. It's basically because people do tend to forget. Peter said, I know you're established in the truth. He didn't want them to misunderstand and to think that he thought that they were living like the devil. He says in the last part of verse 12, he said, though I know you are established in the present truth, I know that you're applying these things and living these things. I know that. But if I don't keep it in front of your eyes, you'll forget it. I mean, that's our nature. I dare say that there are some who sat under the preaching last Sunday evening, agreed with it, and this Sunday don't have a clue what that message was about. Well, I want to help you with that tonight. I want to apply Peter's purpose number 2 into keeping you from forgetting. I want to ask you to do something for me this week. Number 1, I want you to get you an index card. Right here. Just like this. Just a lined index card. And in this index card, I want you across the top to write in big bold letters, add to your faith. 1 Peter chapter 1. And under that, I want you to list the 7 characteristics of the divine nature that we're trying to live in. Number 1, virtue. Number 2, knowledge. Number 3, self-control. Number 4, perseverance. Number 5, godliness. Number 6, brotherly kindness. And number 7, love. And once you get them on that index card, and you've got the scripture reference there, I want you to put that index card in your pocket and read that thing when you get up in the morning, and at noon when you eat lunch, and in the evening before you go to bed. Every day, take that index card 3 times a day and read to yourself, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, love. And then at the end of the day, I want you to stop and I want you to think, how did God open the door of opportunity for me to put into practice these virtues that are going to grow my faith? And then, I know I'm asking a lot. Pray about them. Lord, open the opportunity so that I can be a man of virtue, who's a man of integrity, who has a high moral standard. Open the door, Lord, so that I may know more of you and increase my knowledge. Open the door, Lord, and here's the tough one, that I may exercise self-control and tell myself no in those things that are not needed in my life. Lord, open the door so I can learn perseverance, to endure even when times are tough. Open the door so, Lord, I may practice godliness wherever I'm found. Open the door so I may love my brethren, and that I may love all men. Pray that prayer. And it's going to amaze you what God does. Then, third thing I want you to do. I want you to email me and share with me. Doug.Hambrick@yahoo.com. I want you to email and share with me. You may not be able to share every detail, but I want you to share a testimony with me about how God opened the door so that you could put into practice these godly characteristics that are needed for us to grow in our faith. It's going to start with your index card. Fill it out, put it in your pocket, and use it every day. And don't forget, email your pastor, because that's an encouragement to me to know that you are putting into practice every day, not just on Sundays, but every day that you live, that you're trying to grow in the Lord. Peter said also in verse 13, yes, I think it's right. I think it's right that I remind you, that I stir you up by reminding you. Now that word, the word stir, it means to stimulate you to action. That's what I'm doing when I'm asking you to fill out this card. I'm trying to stimulate you to action. That's the idea of preaching and sitting under the instruction of God's Word. It's not just so you can know more. It's so you can know more so that you can apply what you know. The purpose of preaching and teaching is to stir people up to take action. See, there's been so many people that go to church meetings and they walk down the aisle and they make a commitment or rededication and declare, okay, I'm going to be better, but they walk out and nothing ever changes. I want to tell you, the rededication that you make in a service is not the part that changes your life. You can rededicate in a service, and I'm not suggesting don't walk down the aisle and rededicate your life. I'm not suggesting don't come to the altar and pour out your heart in prayer. But I'm saying if it don't walk out the door with you and change the life that you're living, your rededication didn't mean very much. You see, it's not about a public action. It's about a private action, a private commitment. I think that's what we're missing today in a lot of churches. You know, we want the excitement of a church service, but we want to forget it when we go out the door. And that's not who we are. That's not what we're designed to be. Listen, when Peter said, I think it's right that I stir you up, he's not saying that I stir you up to walk down an aisle. He's saying that I stir you up to put into practice these things that I've given you so that you may share in the divine nature. Peter not only said, I'm going to stir you up by reminding you as long as I live, but I'm even going to remind you after you die. I like this part. He said, even after I die, you're not going to get away from it. Peter had a couple of ways at this point or a couple of things that he's emphasizing at this point. Okay? And he says, even after I die, I'm going to remind you, because number one, I'm going to leave some written scripture for your reference. We look back and we look at 1 and 2 Peter, and Peter also had a great input in the book of the Gospel of Mark. Some people believe the Gospel of Mark actually came from Peter, and Mark just served as the one who wrote it down. I don't know, but I know that he did have a big impact there in that book. Peter says, I'm going to leave you scripture. But the second thing that he says is something that should affect you and I today. Because, I mean, let's face it, the Bible's been written. We're not going to leave scripture. But I'll tell you what he did leave. He left a testimony. Everybody is going to know what kind of man Peter was, what Peter believed, what he practiced, and what he preached. Listen, you have a powerful tool in your arsenal. It is called a testimony. And people don't really care what you believe. They don't care what you say you believe. People care what you live. That's one of the things that hurts churches so much today, as the world looks at those who profess to be Christians and they go to church and play the game on Sunday and they don't put it into practice Monday through Saturday. There's something wrong with that. You see, they're forgetting the preaching. They're forgetting what they've been instructed in. Tonight, I want to challenge you that you're going to leave a legacy. A legacy that will either point people to Jesus or push people away from Jesus. That legacy is going to live long after you're gone. People are going to remember you. What are they going to say about you? Peter says, long after I'm gone, you're going to remember the things that I taught you. Long after you're gone, what are people going to remember about you? I pray that people are going to remember that you were a man of faith, a lady of faith, a man who never settled for where you are, but instead spent his life adding to his faith, growing in virtue, growing in knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. A man who was never satisfied for spiritual mediocrity, but rather who always strove to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Jesus Christ. My challenge is, don't settle, but grow in your faith. You'll hear more, and I pray that you'll take my challenge and fill out your note card. Put it in your pocket. Keep it with you at all times. And email me. Let me know how it's going. But one last word. You may be here tonight listening to this broadcast and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior. I want to tell you the good news of the gospel. Good news is, the gospel is that even though you're a sinner, even though that you have done some pretty bad things in your life, Jesus still loves you. He loved you so much that He went to the cross of Calvary to pay your sin debt. I mean, after all, we know that wrong must be punished. That's called justice. Jesus took your sin debt, bled, suffered, died upon the cross of Calvary. It was a gruesome, horrible death, but He died for you so that He could offer you eternal life. Now tonight, Jesus offers you that eternal life and says, whosoever shall call on me shall be saved. My friend, you don't have to worry about where you're going. Jesus has paved the way to heaven for you. All you must do is receive the free gift of salvation. Well, the gift I'm talking about is, you must call upon Jesus Christ, accepting the sacrifice He made upon your behalf, calling upon Him, asking Him to save you from your sin. Oh, my friends, God has demonstrated His love towards you in that while you were a sinner, Christ died for you. And now you've got to make the decision what you're going to do with that gift. I will challenge you. I'll beg you. I'll plead with you. Will you call upon Jesus Christ and make Him your Savior tonight? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we love You. And we praise You. We thank You, Lord, that we can repeat ourselves so that we can keep these things in the forefront of our mind. I pray, Lord, that we will be faithful to, Lord, exercise these godly characteristics that will grow our faith. I pray, Lord, that as Your children, we may be productive and we may have a testimony before all men that declares the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I pray most of all, Lord, for those who do not know You as their Savior. I pray that tonight they will call upon You, making You their Lord and their Savior. Lord, we love You and we praise You. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. May God bless you. I love you. Till next week.